I just want to take, we've added this segment, Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers, because we're not in the sanctuary, to lift up prayers and just give a little word of encouragement. But I know all of us probably are feeling a little, you know, with all this stuff where you can't go out of the house or you shouldn't go out of the house and you don't know what to do or how you want to do it. But I wanted to share with you, because we are about hope. We have a biblical mandate to encourage one another in the faith. And it also says in Proverbs that a little laughter is good medicine for the spirit. Now, I know it's been raining the last couple of days, and most of us want to stay out of the rain, right? We might even need to invest in an umbrella. So saying that, maybe the world right now, we might want to stay clear of the clouds. We want to carry the umbrella, but we don't want to get any rain on us. So we stay clear of the clouds. Then you need to wear your mask. For what you can't see, you know the old adage that says, what you can't see can't hurt you. But think about this. We can't see this corona thing. We can't feel this corona thing unless you get it, and I imagine then you feel sick. But we can't hear this corona thing, and we certainly can't touch it. Yet, we obey the orders and get cabin fever, and we stay in our homes. The fear of this viral invader called COVID-19. You see, the invisible force is changing our world. Changing the way we do life, changing people, but not necessarily sometimes all for the worst. I noticed in the past week, Saturday Night Live, I don't really watch Saturday Night Live anymore. I used to love it years ago, but every once in a while they still come up with something good. Jimmy Fallon, some of the things that they've been doing, and they're hosting their shows from home, and they have guests, and they play music, and they do stupid skits and that kind of stuff, and it's all about COVID-19. Now, it's far from getting us down, this COVID-19, because it seems to be bringing out the best in creativity or innovative edge. And despite fears and deaths and danger, the grief and the sadness of losing friends and family, those with a deep voice on singing like me, I have a deep voice, I sing bass by the way, inspiring hope in others. You see, that's the human spirit. We need to encourage one another. We need to love one another. We need to be able to support one another. And in the sense of these comedians and some of these television personalities, maybe they are like an apostle of hope. They feel a mission to uplift us, to entertain us, to laugh in the face of danger, and to encourage others hiding in their homes so that we can still giggle and we can still love despite anything that might happen to us. We cannot be defeated. In fact, if anything, the challenges of loss and grief can unite us, energize us to fight back with the very best that's within us. Encourage each other and reach out to each other in unprecedented ways. You know, with this modern technology, we can reach out with texts and phone calls and writing cards. You know, writing cards is still a pretty good thing. It's nice to get a personal note. I got a personal note from one of our members today, and it was just really blessed me. But that's what it means to be an apostle of hope. And I imagine this same feeling of new energy and creativity and empowerment and challenge must flow through our veins. You know, the disciples, they were apostles of hope. After the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and through all of that, they understood the hope, and they went out to encourage one another. So even though we're tied down to our houses or tied down to we can't do this, don't lose your sense of humor. We need a sense of humor. We need to laugh at ourselves, more importantly. I love laughing at myself. I do some of the stupidest things you've ever seen. And when I realize what I did, I just, okay, Ralphie, you are a crazy kid. And I just laugh it off and I go on about my business. But The whole purpose of the thoughts and the prayers is to encourage one another. Let us look at one another and lift up each other in prayer. We do pray for people, and we lift up these prayers, and we think about people, and we have prayers that are on our prayer line and different things like that, and we want to always lift them up. But if you need any special prayer, or if you'd like just to chit-chat with the pastor, or we can pray a prayer of intercession, give me a call, 591-9785, or send me an email, Wrightstone at Embark Mail. Love to hear from you. And hope and pray that you had a very blessed Holy Week, including being blessed by the services that we prepared for sunrise and also for Easter Sunday. I like to call it Resurrection Sunday because that is the true apostle of hope. Father, we thank and praise you for this day, and we thank you for being able to record these messages and send them out. But the greatest thing is knowing that we can come directly to you with our prayers. So that prayer that we pray that Jesus taught is this, a prayer to be used for all of our prayers. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.